Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having a new friend on the show, but he's not really, he's kind of a new friend, but in a way he's not, because we all know him so much. We've seen him so much on television. Ross Schaefer is here, folks, and he's won so many Emmys that he had to put an extra room on his house just to hold all the statues. He's you've seen him on television running, either managing a game show or a talk show. He's written a number of books, including one of my favorites of his is Nobody Moved Your Cheese, and the new one is called Grab More Market Share. He's actually decided to spend less time in the entertainment business and more time out here where real people are in the real world, and we're glad about that. Ross Schaefer, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim, thanks for having me on. You and I have a lot of simpatico when it comes to how businesses should operate, and it's outside the line.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know that so it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun conversation.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm glad you decided to come over to the bright side, leave the dark side of the entertainment world, and come over to where real people live, right?
You're right. You know, what you and I both have in common, having both been here in broadcasting, I used to be in broadcasting. I know you talk about the age of the customer,
and we
know, you and I know, that when you're in the broadcasting business, the customer all turning.
That's it. Right.
And they have the power, as you state, they have the power now to make or break any business.
Ross, because this is a point where, this is a time when you say grab more market share, this is a time when you can do that if you know what to grab. You can't just go out there with a shotgun and shoot at things. You have to know where to put your energy and your resources, don't you?
You do. You have to be strategic. You have to identify your competitors and then find out what they're doing right, find out what they're doing wrong, and then go after them. And these days, you can find out pretty easily. I talk to people and try to teach them how to, quote-unquote, steal or to spy on their competitors, because a lot of the conversations are public now with social networks.
Mm-hmm. How do they do that? Give us some ideas.
I'll give you some great ideas. And for those, if you have a competitor out there and I don't care if you're a small business, I don't care how big that competitor is, get on their Twitter feed, join their Facebook page, type in their name or the divisions into Google Alerts.
Right.
And the internet will.
Don't just get Google Alerts. Don't just get Google Alerts on yourself. Get them on your competitors too. Is that what you're saying?
Get them on your competitors. There's a website called Addictomatic.com. It's like Addictomatic.com, and it aggregates those things that are being said on the web about you and about your competitors. Maybe they have an RSS feed that you can get. The information will come to you. Companies like McDonald's and Subway are constantly monitoring what the internet and what this global outreach is saying about them, and then they correct it. Reputation management is more important now than ever. You remember in the old days where we'd say the customer had a bad experience, they'd tell 7 or 8 people.
That's right.
Now they can tell 700 or 800 or 700 or 8,000 at a time,
or millions,
or millions. But, you know, I tell my clients, please don't ignore that some kids on Facebook deposed the president of Egypt, Hosni Mubarak, in 18 days. they can bring your business down,
right.
And they'll unless you jump in and take care of it. Well, that's what you're looking for with your competitors.
Mm-hmm. And you talk about lazy competitors.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
What do I mean about those?
Yeah,
people?
Tell us what you mean by lazy competitors.
They're lazy, and they're complacent in this regard. They're ignoring what the public consciousness is saying about them. They ignore what public consciousness wants. today. Here's a good example. There are still businesses out there who will have a phone message that says, hey, sorry we missed you today, but we'll get back to you within 24 hours. Well, that the customer doesn't want that anymore. In fact, I say that that fast is the new slow. In fact, instant has to be the new fast. It's not enough that you give somebody overnight delivery when they want to download it right now.
Mm-hmm.
If we as business people don't respond at as close to broadband speed as we can, then the customer starts thinking, well, they don't care about me. They're just lazy. I'm going to call somebody who wants my business right now. And the reason that's important is that we are a time-starved economy,
right.
A time-starved society. People wait until the last minute to do everything now.
Well, it's not even just waiting to the last minute, Ross, because you're right about the time-starved thing, and what people want more than anything, more and more people are valuing their time more than they are their money. It's moving farther and farther down the socioeconomic scale. More and more people are saying, save me time first and save me money second. But what you just described is what I call relevance. And you talk about that,
yes,
also. You also talk about that in your book, too. And that is when you said, you need to move fast with your customers, that means be relevant to their expectations, right?
Absolutely. In fact, I wrote a whole book about that. Are you still relevant?
Mm-hmm.
And you're absolutely right. If you don't matter, if you're running a business and you don't matter to your customers, your clients, your patients, your employees, then you can go away. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You are irrelevant to them. We saw a big example when Circuit City kept trying to sell us extended warranties. Well, that didn't matter to us.
Mm-hmm.
So Best Buy got pretty good about leveraging their customer obsession and put Circuit City completely out of business. They closed 560 locations.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good example of not being relevant.
Right. Absolutely, and this is the very important thing, a point, folks. You've heard us talk about it on the show before. Customers expect you to move toward them, and this is what we mean when Ross and I have been talking. We're talking about the age of the customer. We're talking about being relevant. You've got to be available to your customers, and this is why, folks. This is one of the reasons why I've said to you before: if you don't have a smartphone, you better get one, because that's one of the ways you can see what your customers are starting to expect from you. And that's that speed, that availability that Ross was talking about a minute ago. Ross Schaefer is our guest. The book is called Grab More Market Shares, brand spanking new, out just right now. 20 after. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
I've been in love 10,000 times. All you got to do is remember my
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.